بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. This is our 11th session. And what we'd like to do today is just quickly review the main points for the lesson today and try to do the exercises. Last week we read the dialogue, right? For lesson 6? We read the dialogue, right? And we read the key, right? Now, play it. And also you have homework to review the dialogue and review the key. And do the exercises, as many of them as you could. There's not a lot of exercises for this chapter 6. It's only 5 exercises, and some of them are quite brief. Maybe one of them is a little bit long, one or two of them, but inshallah we should be able to finish them today, and maybe we'll preview lesson number 7. Okay, so today is our 11th session from book number 1, Medina book 1, and before the Salat we have began to talk about some of the things that we presented last week from this lesson number 6. And that is 2 main things that we talked about. We talked about the ism ishara, the demonstrative pronoun. We said this right here, this word, this expression, ismu al-ishara, means demonstrative pronoun. And these are pronouns that are used to point to things which are near or far. They can be singular, they can be dual, they can be plural. And they will be masculine or they will be feminine. Okay, so the ism ishara is something that's used to point to that which is near or far. If it's near, you use one ism ishara, like hadihi, or hadha first, hadha. And if it's far, then we use the ism ishara that's for things far, and that is valika. That's what we had in the past, in lesson 1 and lesson 2. In this lesson and the next lesson, we want to take the feminine form of hadha and dhalika. So if things are near and it's feminine, we're pointing to something which is feminine, we say hadihi. And if it's far and it's feminine, we say tilka. And we'll take that in the next lesson. Okay, that's what we talked about before the Salat. And that's what we talked about last week. And that's what you should have read about in the key and in doing your homework. The second thing that we talked about is when we have a masculine noun, like Kareem, and we want to change it to feminine, we said you have to do 2 things. Number 1, you have to add to it ta marbuta, which is the feminine ending. And when you do that, you have to change the vowel, which may have been dhamma, for example, before the change. Now it has to be a fatha. The letter before ta marbuta must be fatha, or fatha alif. Now, okay, so you have to do 2 things. You have to add the tarmabuta, and you have to make the vowel before tarmabuta fatta. Okay, that's how you change a noun from masculine to feminine. We said all nouns in Arabic, all things in Arabic, everything in the creation is classified as either masculine or feminine. Usually words which are feminine have tarmabuta to remind you, to let you know that it's feminine. But not every word that is feminine has tarmabuta. Sometimes there are words that are feminine, like this word we mentioned, tadrun. It's feminine, but it doesn't have tarmabuta. So you have to memorize that. You have to know that even though it is feminine, it has no sign of femininity. So you have to memorize it, okay? We also said the parts of the body which are in pairs are feminine, like eyes, and ears, and hands, and feet, and so on. Okay, that's what we talked about. And we also mentioned, somebody reminded me, the harf jar li, lam with kasra, li. That's a preposition just like any other preposition. What are some of the other prepositions that we had before in lesson number 4? Naam. Huh? Ala. Ala. Ya naam, which means above or upon. Naam. Tahta. Tahta is not a preposition, it's a dharf. It indicates the place or position of something, but it makes the word after it majroor. That's right. Tahta. We had tahta too. Naam. But as far as prepositions, we have 4 prepositions in lesson 4. We had ala, and we have fi, which means in, and we had ila, which means to, and we had from. Well, he said ala, that's the first one he mentioned. Min, from. Min, okay? So just like those prepositions, li is the same. It's a preposition. The noun that follows it has to take kasra. If that noun has alif lam, it will take one kasra. If it doesn't have alif lam, it will take a double kasra, tanween. Because nouns either have alif lam or tanween, right? This is something that we know. We studied that in lesson 3. Lesson 3, remember? 3. All nouns in Arabic have alif lam or tanween, one or the other. Can never have both of them, but it has to have one of them. So here, this one doesn't have alif lam, so it has tanween. But that vowel has to be kasra following a preposition. Okay? So you say, hadhihi or hadha lihamidin. Hadha lihamidin. Okay, why is it hamidin? Because of the preposition li. Tayyib? Okay, so that's what we talked about. And we read the key last week, so I'm not going to read it again. And you should have read it for homework. And when you read it for homework, if you have a question, that's the first thing that we do when we begin the class, take questions. Okay? We also had in the lesson two other points, Aydan and Jiddan. What does Aydan mean? What does Aydan mean? Aydan means what? Also. Like you say, Hadha Kitabun. Wahada Aydan Kitabun. And this is also a book. This is a book and this is also a book. That's one word we had. Also we had Jiddan. Right? Jiddan. Which means what? Very. Very. Like you say, Hadha Kabirun. Wahada Kabirun Jiddan. This is big and this is very big. Okay, so those are two words that we had, just basically vocabulary words, but one point concerning, I guess it's not that important, but you should know these two words, also and very. Okay, very is used, what? To emphasize something. You say this is small, and this is very small. This is expensive, and this is very expensive. Jiddan, naam. Jiddan, it should come after the adjective now, every time. Jiddan. Now, you say hadha kabirun, jiddan. You can't say hadha jiddan kabirun. You can't say jiddan kabirun. No. In English, you say very big, right? In Arabic, you say it's big. Very. Adjectives or anything that describe or qualify something, in Arabic, always come after it. Anything that's qualified by some kind of description or explanation or qualification, it always comes after. Okay, that's why the adjectives in Arabic and adverbs in Arabic, they come after whatever they are directed to. Taib. Quickly. This is a closed book quiz. Close your book for a minute. You can keep your finger on the page, no problem. But just don't look inside of it, okay? We're going to give you some words, vocabulary words, that we had 2 weeks to study. Inshallah, we want to see. You can give them back to me. I'm going to give you the Arabic word. I want you to give it to me in English. I'm going to give you the Arabic word. I want you to tell. Don't raise your hand. Whatever it is, just tell me, okay? Whoever knows it, say it. You don't have to scream, but we want to hear you, okay? Don't whisper it. Okay, I'm going to give you the Arabic word. You give me the English. Al-Sharqu. East. Al-Maghribu. West. Jayyid. Al-Nafidhatu. Window. Ashayu. T. Sari'un. Fast. Naam. Al-Hisanu. Sari'un. Naam. Was-Sayyaratu. Sari'atun. Jiddan. Was-Sayyaratu. Was-Sayyara. Car. Sari'atun. Why I changed sari'un to sari'atun? Because sayyara is feminine. So you can't say sari'un. You have to say sari'atun. You have to put tarmabuta on it. Sari'atun. Kabiratun. Saghiratun. Thaqilatun. Like this. Tayyib. الثلاجه refrigerator الابو father الرجل leg الام mother اليد hand الفلاح camel or cow or farmer farmer الفلاح نعم is a farmer العين eye الأذن ear الدراجة bicycle الملعقة spoon ملعقة القدر pot remember قدر does not have ترمبوت but it's feminine البقرة جيد cow الفم mouth المكواة the iron for ironing your clothing الأنف the nose جيد okay Okay, one more. Round two. This time I'll give you the English. You gotta give me the Arabic. Alright? Alright? Pay attention. Think. Okay? Mother. Or al-um. Naam. Father. Ab or al-abu. Refrigerator. الثلاجة refrigerator الثلاجة والشد on the lamb ثلا with a long vowel ثلاجة الثلاجة طيب fast سريع نعم fast طيب window And it's a long vowel on the first letter. And nafidatu. And nafidatu. It's feminine with tarmabuta on the end. Nafidatu. Window. Ashay. Oh, I gave that one away, right? Okay. East. Asharqu. West. Al Maghribu. Coffee. Al-kahwatu jayyid leg ar-rijlu hand al-yadu eye al-aynu ear al-udhunu with thal udhunu pot cooking pot qidru aw al-qidru mouth طيب listen this word is a little bit tricky even though it's a simple easy word a lot of people pronounce this word with a long vowel famu and some people pronounce it with a shadda famu it's neither a long vowel nor is it a shadda just famu al-famu al-famu not al-famu it's not al-famu it's al-famu famu mouth okay nose al-anfu cow البقرة جيد iron المكواة okay round 3 this is the end of it okay who wants to join this round 3 this is not going to be as easy as the other first two rounds طيب 1 2 3 we need two more 4 give me one more somebody else give it a shot whoever raised their hand last I'm going to give you first pick The first pick is the easiest question. Okay, we got Bilal and Bilal. Drahim Bilal and now. Alright? Okay, I'll give you the first pick. You two. You raise your hands last and shall I give you the first question. The easiest question is the first question. And the second question is the next easiest question. And the third question is the third easiest question. And the last question is the hardest one. Alright? So you want the first one? Or you want the first one? I'm telling you the truth, for real. It's like that. The first question is the easiest one. Okay, give me a word that is feminine and ends with ta marbuta. A word that's feminine and ends with ta marbuta. Either one of you. Who wants to give it to me? We'll come to you, inshallah. I'll give them first pick. Okay, who wants to... You want to give him? Give us one. No. Who? Somebody. Okay. Who else had... A lot of people had their hands up.
Maybe a name?
Huh? Maybe a name? An Arabic word. Not a person's name. Okay. Not a person's name. Okay. Yeah, we want to... Other than the proper noun. We don't want a female's name. All the female names are feminine. That's too easy. No. Give me another word. Now. We just had 6 or 7 words, feminine words here in this vocabulary. We went over them twice already. I just want you to give me one. Okay. Sayyaratu. Sayyaratu. With shadda on the ya and fatta alif, long vowel. Sayyaratu. Okay. You give me one, Jamil. Baytun. Al bayt. It has tarmabuta. Where's my stick? We're going to give you a pass today, okay? Because you just came back from vacation, all right? We'll let you warm up first. Okay, somebody else, give me a word. Give me a word that's feminine, that ends with tarmabuta. Another one.
As-sayaratu?
Nope, can't accept that one. Somebody just said that one. He just said that. Okay, slow down. Back here. Al-mik. Again, what is it? Al-mikwatu. Al-mikwatu. What does that mean?
Iron.
Okay, third question. Give me a word that's feminine. Ends with tarmabuta. A word other than feminine proper noun. Female names. We don't want female names. Huh? As-sa'atu. When did we have that word? A while back?
Yes.
As-sa'atu. What is as-sa'atu? A clock or a watch. Naam, or the hour. Naam. Okay, fourth question. Give me a word that ends with tarmabuta. It's feminine.
Ad-darajatu,
which means what?
Bicycle.
A bicycle.
All the same.
Yeah, but it gets harder because we run out of words, right? We only have a limited amount of words. If somebody already took the first 5, it's nothing. You don't know what's left now. The first one is the easy one. You have 6 words to choose from. If you know one of them, you're good. The second one, the amount of words is less, right? It becomes more difficult. So now once we get to the end and we have no more words left, the last question is going to be hard because somebody's going to try to think of what word is left that's feminine. We only had 6 of them. Okay, give me another word that is feminine, ends with tarmabuta.
Al-Baqaratu.
Mashallah. I thought that would be the first one. Everybody knows the Baqarah. Surah al-Baqarah, right? Everybody know that. Even people who know Arabic know Al-Baqarah. Okay, give me one more. Last one. Naam Ibrahim. Huh? Safiya too. I don't want no feminine proper nouns. No feminine names. Now.
An-Nafisa
too? Is that a name?
No.
Nafisa.
Huh?
Yeah, it could be a name or it could be a noun, but we didn't have that word. But that's a female name too. Huh? Oh, Safina? Oh, it's Safina, but we didn't have that word, but we'll accept it. Okay, we have one more word that's feminine. Huh? Oh, that's the word I was looking for. That was one of the words that we just had. I'm looking for the words that we just had. Nafidhatu. And nafidhatu, which means what?
Window.
Okay. Alhamdulillah. All right. So you can grade yourself. Inshallah. Everybody gets at least 50 for being here. And if you got one right, you can max out 60. 51 is passing, by the way. 51 is passing, right? You got another word? Marbuta, naam. Tayyib. Alright, let's look at the lesson. Let's look at the lesson. Arabic text, the dialogue. We did the dialogue last week, okay? So we're going to skip the dialogue. We already finished the dialogue. So we're going to go to page 35. Did we do the first exercise last week? I think we did the first exercise. I know we didn't do the second exercise. The second exercise is all those pictures. We didn't do the first exercise either?
No, I think we did the first exercise.
We did the first exercise, right? Yeah, I think we did the first exercise. Okay, the first exercise is read and write. Iqra waktub. Now, Okay, can somebody help him, please? Find page 35. Page 35. Okay, just as a reminder to us, okay? Just as a reminder to us. We did the first exercise, but I want you to translate it for me, okay? The first exercise, I want you to translate it for me, okay? But as we're reading, what I want you to pay attention to is I want you to pay attention to the difference between words that are masculine and words that are feminine. Words that are masculine use hadha, and words that are feminine use hadhihi. Alright? Pay attention to the ism ishara, the demonstrative pronoun, masculine or feminine. Hadha or hadhihi. Okay, I'm going to read it. I want you to translate. Number one, hadha masjidun wa hadhihi madrasatun. What's the meaning? Somebody, give me your hand. Who wants it? Now, Jabir. Okay, hadha means this, and hadhihi means what? This. Yes. Hadha and hadhihi both mean this, but one is masculine, one is feminine, okay? Type. This is a masjid, and this is a school. Number two, men hadhihi. What is the meaning? Who is this? Hadhihi ukhtu Abbasin. Ukhtu Abbasin. Why is it Abbasin? Mudaf ilay always has to take kasra. Doesn't have alif lam, so it takes tanween. Hadhihi ukhtu Abbasin. What does that mean? This is the sister of Abbas. Number three. Thalatha. Hadha dikun. Wahadihi dajajatun. What does it mean? This is a rooster and this is a chicken or a hen. Naam. Arba, number four. Hadha ibn al-mudiri wahadihi bintul mudarrisi. Hadha ibn al-mudiri. Hadha ibn al-mudiri. Wahadihi bintu al-mudarrisi. What is the meaning? This is the son of the director. And that? And this is the daughter of the teacher. Khamsa, number five. Hadihi ummu yasirin. Hadihi ummu yasirin. Naam. This is the mother of Yasir. Sitta, number six. Aina qidrul lahmi. Aina qidrul lahmi. What is the meaning?
The part of the meat.
Huh? The part of the meat. Okay, where is the part of meat? Where is the part of meat? Ana jawan. I am? Anta Aydan? He's also hungry, he said. He's looking for the pot of meat also. Naam. Aina qidru lahm. Hiya fi thallajati. Hiya fi thallajati. It is in the refrigerator. It. Hiya is referring back to what? Is it referring back to the meat or the pot?
The pot.
It's referring back to the pot. Okay, you could say the pot of meat, but here is feminine. Is it referring to pot or meat? Referring to pot is feminine. Meat is not feminine. But you could say it's referring back to the pot of meat, but here is really referring to the pot, because the pot is mudalfun, and the meat is mudalfun ilayhi. Okay, so it's really referring back to the pot, but which pot? Of course, the pot of meat. Naam. Taib Sabah, number seven. هذا باب وهذه نافذة. هذا باب وهذه نافذة. What is the meaning? This is a door.
And this is a window.
And this is a window. Okay. This exercise you should have done for homework, so everybody should be familiar with it. Okay, we're going to look across the page. I'm going to tell you in English what the picture is describing, and you have to answer the question. The question is what? Ma hadha. Okay? Or ما هذه. Alright? The question is, ما هذا? Or ما هذه? That's the question. Okay, I'm asking you the question now. ما هذا? Or I'm saying to you, ما هذه? I'm going to point to a picture and you have to answer it. If the picture is masculine, you have to use which ism ishara? Masculine. If the picture is feminine, you have to use what? Hadhihi. Okay? That's what you have to do. Now you have to know two things to answer the question. I'm going to tell you which picture I'm talking about. Because I don't want to point, you might not be able to see it from far away, right? But I'm going to tell you which picture I'm talking about in English. And you have to know two things to answer the question. Number one, you have to know the name of that thing. And number two, you have to know, is it masculine or feminine? Okay? You see what you got to do? You have to know the name of it in Arabic. And then you have to know, is it masculine or feminine? To know if you're going to use hadha or hadhihi. Alright? Fayyib. The first picture is a pen. Naam.
Hadha qalamun.
Hadha qalamun. Hadha qalamun. Next picture is a spoon. Who wants it? Naam. Ibrahim.
Hadhihi
mil'aqatun. Hadhihi mil'aqatun. Jayyid. The next picture is a book. Jabir. Hadha kitabun. The next picture is a shirt. Naam, Bilal. Ibrahim.
Hadha kamisun.
Hadha qaf with a qaf. Qamisun with sad. Hadha qamisun. The next picture is a house. Next picture is a house. Naam, Jamil. Hadha baytun. Jayyid, jayyid. Next picture is a watch. Somebody who didn't answer yet. Somebody who didn't give us an answer yet. A watch. Somebody who didn't give us an answer yet. Okay, Ibrahim. Other Ibrahim. What's the... It's seen. Fatta alif ayn. How do you pronounce it? Sa'atun. Sa'atun. Hadhihi sa'atun. Sa'atun. Okay, next picture is an automobile, a car. Naam, Jabir. I couldn't hear the end of the word. Is it, I'm not hearing the tanween. That's what I'm trying to hear. Okay, hadhihi Sayyaratun. I want to hear everybody say this word. Sayyaratun.
Sayyaratun.
Again.
Sayyaratun.
Good. Sayyaratun. Shadda on the ya. Shadda on the ya. And then fatta alif, a long vowel. Sayyaratun. We have a lot of difficulty pronouncing this word. That's why I'm asking you to repeat it. Okay, next word is a door. Naam, Sadiq. Hadha babun. Okay, the next picture is a leg. A leg. Naam, Ahmed. Hadhihi rijlun. Rijlun. It ends with lam. There's no tarmabuta, but it's feminine because how do we know?
It's two.
Two double part pairs. Parts of the body in pairs. Tayyib. The next picture is a bicycle. Naam, Hanif.
Hadihi
ad-darrajatun. But don't put alif lam on it. Because if you say hadihi ad-darrajatun, this means this bicycle. This, the bicycle, in Arabic means this bicycle. But really we want a complete answer. We want to hear this is a bicycle. So without alif lam, it should have tanween. Should have tanween. Okay, to make it a complete sentence. If you don't put tanween on the word, you change the structure of the sentence and it gives it a different meaning. Instead of this is a bicycle, it becomes this bicycle. It's not complete yet. This bicycle what? Is beautiful, is expensive, is old, whatever. Okay? So don't put alif lam on these words because it changed the meaning of the sentence. Okay? So it should be hadhihi darrajatun. Okay, the next picture is a hand. Naam, Dawood.
Hadha yad
He said, هذا يد. What's wrong with that? Huh? It's supposed to be feminine. يد is feminine. Right? Isn't it two of them? You have two hands or one?
Two
parts of the body that are two supposed to be feminine. هذه يد. Give me your hand. Huh? طيب. A nose. You remember nose? What is it? What's nose? Annafan, huh? The noon has a fatta aleph on it? And a shadda on the noon? Annafan? How do you pronounce that word? Somebody help me. Anfun. Don't put shadda. Annafan, no. Anfun. Hada anfun. Okay, the next word is a mouth. Naam. Hada famun. Next word is a pot, a cooking pot. Naam. I said it's a pot, a cooking pot. Mil'aqatun is a pot? Okay, give it us again. Let me hear it. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you good. Hadi? You saying hadi or you saying hadha? Which one are you saying? Is it masculine or is it feminine? Kibr.
Masculine.
It's masculine? Doesn't have tarmabuta, right?
Yes.
So that means it's masculine, right?
Yes.
Huh?
La.
This is a word that doesn't have tarmabuta. But it's feminine. No. Remember? هذه قدر كبيرة. It's feminine. هذه قدر. طيب. An iron for ironing your clothes. نعم. هذه مكواتون. Okay, a chair. نعم. هذا كرسي. A refrigerator. نعم. هذه ثلاجة. This word also is a word that we have trouble with. Pay attention to these words. This word has a shadda, then a long vowel after the shadda. ثلاجة. طيب, a key for opening something. This is another word we have trouble with. What did you say? طيب, هذا مفتاحٌ. مفتاحٌ means a key, right? What if you want to say something is open? What's the word for open? Is it with a fatta or a kasra? Is it maftuhun or miftuhun? Fatta. Key is with kasra. Miftahun. Open is with fatta. Maftuhun. Miftahun. Maftuhun. Be careful. A lot of times we get these two words mixed up. But the next word is a masjid. هذا مسجد. And the last word is a star. Not a movie star. Star up in the sky. Huh? هذا نجم. هذا نجم. Okay, جيد. Turn to page 37. Exercise number 3. التمرين الثالث. Okay, look at the instructions for the exercise. Try to learn the instructions for the exercises word by word. اقرأ means what?
Read.
Al-mithal means what? The example. Example. Mithlu means like. Al-mithal is the example. Waqawwin. Qawwin means what? Compose. Compose. To make up something. To compose something. Put it together. Compose. Jumalan. What's jumal? Plural of jumla. Jumla is a sentence. Jumal means sentences. Ala means what? Upon or on. غرارهِ. What does غرار? We don't know that word, right? غرارهي, غرار means a pattern. غرارهي, على غرارهي means on its pattern. On the same pattern. Same format. Okay? So it says, read the example. One example. Muhammadun talibun. Aminatu talibatun. That's the example. Read the example and compose sentences on the same pattern, same format. Sentence, they give you a sentence in English, they want you to make a sentence just like it. I mean, in English. Whew. They give you a sentence that is masculine, and they want you to make a sentence that is feminine. Alright? They give you the sentence masculine, Muhammadun talibun. Now, they want you to change it to feminine. So you would say instead of Muhammad, you give a feminine name, right? Aminatu. And you have to change talibun to talibatun. This exercise is for what? Changing nouns from masculine to feminine. They're going to give you the first word of the sentence that will be feminine. And they want you to change the second word that's from the previous masculine example. They want you to change it to feminine. Okay? So, for example, in the first one, they give you Hamidun Tabibun. So, what you have to do now is make a sentence just like that. They gave you Fatima at the beginning of the sentence. So, you have to change doctor from masculine to feminine. Okay? The first word is the Mubtada, the subject of the sentence. And the second word is the Khabar, the predicate that completes the sentence. Okay? So, they're giving you the subject. They want you to put in a predicate, but the predicate you have to use, it has to be feminine. Because the predicate in the previous sentence is masculine. So you have to change it to feminine. Okay? So you have to change Tabib to feminine. Okay, so I'm going to give you the English. You give me the Arabic. Number two. Hamidun Tabibun. Naam, Ismail.
Hamidun Tabibun.
Oh, not Hamid. You have to use Fatima.
Fatima to Tabibi.
Remember, before Tarmabutu, the vowel can't be canceled, it gotta be Fatah. You said Tabibi.
My bad.
Alright.
Tabibatun.
Okay? Aminatu Tabibatun. Notice, brothers and sisters, notice Tabibatun has tanween and Fatima doesn't have tanween. Why is it that Fatima does not have tanween and Tabibatun does have tanween? This is a very important question. Why is it that Fatima does not have tanween and Tabibatun does have tanween? And both of them are feminine. Naam. Ibrahim. Because feminine proper nouns, names of females, proper nouns, their names, do not take tanween. But feminine words take tanween. Just regular words. Regular nouns take tanween. Masculine and feminine nouns take tanween. Feminine proper nouns, that's a name of a woman, name of a girl. Those names do not take tanween. So Aisha doesn't take tanween. Maryam does not take tanween. Zainab does not take tanween. Aziza does not take tanween. Okay, because these are feminine proper nouns. But regular feminine words take tanween. Okay? Regular feminine words, don't get confused with the feminine proper nouns and think feminine words don't take tanween. Only if they're proper nouns. If they're the name of a female, doesn't take tanween. All right? Okay, now number three. Yes. No, because this is not a dolphin. This is a subject and a predicate. This is a subject and a predicate. It's a complete sentence. Okay, it's a mubtada and a khabar. Okay, these sentences are simple nominal sentences. Nominal sentence, a jumla ismiya, has a mubtada and a khabar. A mubtada is the subject that you begin with, and the khabar is what you want to say about it. What you want to say about it? Okay, so you have Fatima too. What about Fatima? She's a doctor. Tabibatun. That's a mubtada and a khabar. Okay, and another thing, although we didn't study this yet, but I'm going to mention it to you because we started talking about marfu'un, right? And majrurun. The mubtada in a nominative sentence, in a jumla ismiya, a sentence that begins with a noun, as opposed to a sentence that begins with a verb. Sentence that begins with a noun, the mubtada, the first word of that sentence is always marfu'un, with dhamma. And the khabar, the second word of the sentence, that you, what you want to say about it, is also marfu'un. It takes dhamma. So in a nominal sentence, a jumla ismiya that begins with a noun, the subject and the predicate, both are marfu'un. They both take dhamma. Alright? In a nominative sentence, a jumla ismiya, the subject and the predicate, both of them are marfu'un. Both of them take dhamma. Okay? The only way it's going to change from a dhamma to a kasra is if one of those two things, a preposition comes, or it's mudafun ilay. If it's a part of a construct phrase, the second part of the construct phrase takes kasra. Otherwise, the mubtada and the khabar, in a nominative sentence, all the words are going to take dhamma. All the words are going to take dhamma. Unless something changes one of them. And what are the things that change it? So far there are two things. Prepositions and idafa. Okay, if there's no preposition and no idafa, all the words in a nominative sentence are going to take dhamma. Now when we get to verbal sentences, jumla fa'liya with verbs, now we may have a different case, okay? Because we have objective verb and stuff like that, so that's a different type of situation. Okay, but for now we deal with dhamma, unless there's a preposition, or unless there's a construct phrase. Okay, number three. Huwa muslimun. Ahmed. Huwa muslimun. Naam.
Hiya muslimatun.
Hiya muslimatun. Muslima. Tun. Remember, fatta before tarmabuta. Here, muslimatun. Arba, number four. Al-babu mughlaqun. Al-babu mughlaqun. Naam. Who wants it? Mansur.
An-nafidhatun mughlaqatun.
An-nafidhatu mughlaqatun. Mughlaqatun. The window is
closed.
Khamsa, number five. Al-mindilu wasikhun. Al-mindilu wasikhun. Ibrahim. Al-yadu wasikhatun. Kha fatta before tarmabuta. Wasikhatun. Wasikhun with dhamma, right? Wasikhatun. Also has dhamma, but fatta before the ta marbuta. Taib, sitta. Ashayu harun. Ashayu harun. What does that mean?
Hot.
The tea is hot. Okay? You want to change it to feminine?
No.
Oh. Anybody? Who wants it? Naam. Somebody else. Okay, go ahead, Ahmed. Al-qahwatu harratun. Harratun. That means the coffee is hot. Naam. Number seven. Saba. Al-masjidu ba'idun. Al-masjidu ba'idun. That word is with a sukoon on the del. Madrasatu. Al-madrasatu. Al-madrasatu ba'idatun. Ba'idatun. What does ba'idun mean? Far. Al-madrasa means what? The school. Al-madrasatu ba'idatun. No, madrasa is feminine. The word school is feminine. No matter if it's girl's school or boy's school, it's feminine. School is feminine. Khalas. Mudarris is a masculine teacher. Mudarrisa with shadda on the ra is a feminine teacher. But madrasa, school, is feminine. Doesn't matter if it's a boys' school or girls' school. The word school in Arabic is feminine. Okay, al-madrasa. Be careful from the word al-madrasa and al-mudarrisa. Al-mudarrisa is a feminine teacher. Al-madrasa is a school. Okay? Tayyib. 8 8 الطالب مريض الطالب مريض حنيف
الطالب مريض
look at it one more time look at the first word the مبتدا
طالبات مريضات
الطالبة مريضة مريضة الطالبة مريضة mean what the student is sick masculine first and then feminine طيب number 9 تسعة الحصان سريع الحصان سريع نعم أحمد
السيارة سريعة سريعة
السيارة سريعة سريع سريعة عشرة نمبر 10 القمر جميل القمر جميل إبراهيم in the back الشمس جميلة Are you saying that الشمس is feminine?
Yes.
Yes. How do you know? It's no Tarmabuta. Alright. In Arabic, the word sun is feminine. القمر moon is masculine. الشمس sun is feminine. How is it feminine? That's the way they made it. Alright, doesn't have any Tarmabuta, but it's feminine. So you gotta remember, Shamsu, it's feminine. Al-Qamaru, masculine. Shamsu, Jamilatun. Al-Hadi Ashra, number 11. Al-Abu, Jalisun. Al-Abu, Jalisun. Naam, who wants it? Do I hear you saying? الأم جالسة ها الأم الأب الأب الأم الأم جالسة جالس جالسة ها جالس means what sitting sitting نعم الأم جالسة she is the mother is sitting okay exercise number 4 تمرين الرابع الرابع the fourth exercise it says صحح الجملة الآتية okay what does الجمل mean sentence or sentences الجملة is sentence الجمل is sentences plural الجمل is the plural of الجملة الجملة والترمبوتة means the sentence الجمل means sentences that's the plural okay what does الآتية mean no الآتية the last word in the instruction الآتية huh the following الآتية okay so whenever you see that word الآتية or الآتي الآتي is masculine الآتية is feminine so if the word that الآتية is coming after is feminine then they're going to use with Tarmabuta. But if the word that is coming after following, if it's coming after a word that's masculine, they're going to say Al-Ati without Tarmabuta. Because Ati is masculine. But if it's describing something feminine, you got to make it feminine, right? So you got to make it from Ati, Atiya. So this is also part of our lesson for today. This instruction is also part of our lesson. Because it's giving us a word, Al-Ati. If we use another word, right? If we said صح المثال Uh-huh. Mithal means what? Example, right? We want to say the following example. We would say al-mithal al-ati. Al-ati. But here, because the word that we have is feminine, jumal, okay? So because it's feminine, then instead of saying ati, we're saying atiya with tarmabuta. Okay, ati without tarmabuta is masculine. Atiya with tarmabuta is feminine. Okay, so this exercise means what? صحح means what? Make it صحيح. Make it what? Make it right, correct. Correct it. صحح الجملة, the sentences, الآتية, following, the following sentences, okay? So you got to see what's wrong with it. I'm going to read it to you wrong. I want somebody to read it to me right. حقيبة من هذا؟ حقيبة من هذا جابر؟ حقيبة من هذه؟ Why are we using هذه? Because حقيبة is feminine. حقيبة. Whose bag is this? Whose pocketbook is this? Number two. ثاني. اثنان. الغرفة مفتوح. الغرفة مفتوح. عبد الرحيم.
الغرفة مفتوح.
مفتوح is there already. You just got to correct it. The word is correct, but there's something wrong with the form of it, okay? So, first of all, what's the problem? Somebody just tell me, what is the problem? Not the answer. What's the problem? Naam, what's the problem?
They did not change the
feminine.
They didn't make it feminine.
Okay, why do they have to make it feminine?
Because
Al-Ghurfa is feminine. So, if you want to say something about Al-Ghurfa, Al-Ghurfa is the Mubtada, the subject. And you want to tell us something about the subject? Whatever you tell us about it has to be feminine, if it's feminine. Al-Ghurfa is feminine. So when you say the Ghurfa is open, the word open, you have to make it feminine. Alright? So it has to be what? Maftuhatun. Maftuhatun. Al-Ghurfatu Maftuhatun. Good? Is it clear? Why? We have to make it feminine? Okay. Number three, ثلاثة. هذا سيارة الطبيب. هذا سيارة الطبيب. نعم, Ibrahim in the front.
هذه سيارة الطبيبة.
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 The سيارة. Can the سيارة can be the سيارة of a male doctor?
No, 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 it can't. هذه سيارة.
Okay, he said instead of هذا, we should make it هذه. Why? Because هذا is an اسم إشارة referring to سيارة. But هذا is masculine, سيارة is feminine. So we have to change the اسم إشارة, make it feminine, like the word that is pointing to, right? That's our lesson today, that we have to use هذه for feminine things. You can't use هذا because هذا is for masculine things. So we can't say هذا سيارة, you have to say هذه سيارة الطبيب. طيب أربعة, number four. هذه مفتاح السيارة. هذه مفتاح السيارة. First of all, what's wrong with this sentence? What's wrong with this sentence? نعم. مفتاح is masculine and هذه is feminine. So if مفتاح, the thing you're pointing to, is masculine, the ism ishara that you use also has to be masculine. So what should it be, Ahmed? هذا مفتاح السيارة. Don't be deceived by هذه and سيارة. سيارة is feminine. But هذه is not pointing to سيارة. It's pointing to the key of the car. It's not pointing to the car. It's pointing to the key. And key is masculine, yes. هذا مفتاح السيارة. جيد. Okay, that's good. But why is it سيارة T and not سيارة 2? Why did you say سيارة T and not سيارة 2? Can somebody help this young man here? نعم, Ibrahim. Because مضاف إليه. مفتاح is مضاف and السيارة T is مضاف إليه. مضاف إليه always takes kasra. That's two things that make it take kasra: prepositions and mudafun ilay. We just had that. Okay, number five. Khamsa. Aina sayyaratu? Huwa fi shari'i. What's wrong with this sentence, first of all? What's the problem with it? Naam. Okay, you have huwa, which is a pronoun referring back to what? It's referring back to Sayyara. And Sayyara is feminine. And Huwa is masculine. So what's the feminine pronoun that we should be using for sayara? Hiya. Okay, so instead of ayna sayara huwa fi shari, we should say hiya fi shari'i. What's a shari'i? The street. Where's the car? It is in the street. Okay, last exercise. Exercise number 5, at-tamreen al-khamis. It says ikra means what?
Read.
Waktub means what?
Write.
Write. Ma, what does ma mean?
With.
What does dhabti mean? Exact or precise. What does awakhir mean? Endings. And al-kalimat? The words. So read and write with precise endings. Exact endings of the words. Meaning, we want to know the end of the word. Is it dhamma or is it kasra? Is it a single dhamma or is it a double dhamma, tanween? Okay, that's what we want to know. When you read it, you have to read it like that, okay? Okay, number one. Somebody read the first one. First one. Who wants it? Naam, Abdurrahim over here. That's a lamb on top of a meme. That's a lamb on top of a meme. That lamb is a preposition that we just had in this lesson. Means li. For. It belongs to. Hadha li. That's a meme. That's a meme. A lamb with a meme. Li Muhammadin.
Li Muhammadin. Wadal. Lika.
No, وَذَلِكَ لِي لِي
وَذَلِكَ
لِي
لِحَمَّدٍ.
Yeah, but it's no shadda. It's not hamidin. When you say hamidin, that means you're putting shadda on the mean. It's no shadda. It's hamidin. لِحَمَّدٍ. هَذَا لِمُحَمَّدٍ وَذَلِكَ لِحَامِدٍ. Muhammad has shadda on the meme, right? Hamid has no shadda on the meme. Muhammad, Hamid. Muhammad, Hamid. Huh? طيب, هذا لمحمد وذلك لحامد. What does that mean? This belongs to Muhammad and that belongs to Hamid. Okay, number two, اثنان. Somebody read. نعم, Ahmed. لمن هذه هذه لياسر. What does it mean? Who does this belong to?
This belongs to Yasir.
ثلاثة. Number three. الحمد لله. I want to hear the vowel on the end. It said with precise ضبطي أواخر الكلمات. You got to put the vowels on the end of the words. الحمد لِلَّهِ. What does it mean? Okay, literally it means the praise belongs to Allah. But when you use alif lam, the definite article here, it means the praise, means all of it. The praise, all praise belongs to Allah. Alhamdu lillahi. طيب, أربعة, number four. Number four. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. That's not Allah, that's Lillahi. Jayid, Jayid, mashallah. Jayid, ya Jamil, Jayid. There you get a star, a Najm. Tayyib Arba. Lillahi. Notice that this word doesn't have Aleph in front of it. And remember, we said that the word Allah. Pay attention to this here. The word Allah, right? It has aleph in front of it. That aleph is added for pronunciation. Okay? So, whenever you want to use the preposition li for the word Allah or any word that begins with aleph lam, you don't have to use or you do not use this aleph in the aleph lam. So actually the lamb goes directly. Since there's already a lamb here, you just add kasra. لله. Okay, this lam is transferred to here. لله. But any word that begins with alif lam, if you have, for example, you have this word, right? Al bab. If you want to say, I brought this paint for the door. Li al bab. Cancel this. Lil bab. Al mudarris lil mudarris. At talib lit talib. Skip the alif. When you have the this preposition here, li, before alif lam, skip the alif from alif lam. Don't write it. Just go straight to the word. Tayyib. By the way, I think that's in the key. Somebody's saying, I don't know about that. It is there? Oh, okay, alhamdulillah. Oh, it is there, alhamdulillah. I thought it was, but sometimes I'll be reading different places, so I might have read it somewhere else. Alhamdulillah. Okay. We already went over the vocabulary, so this is the end of this lesson. And we still have a little bit of time left. Alhamdulillah, that's what we was hoping. Your homework, in case I forget to send your homework assignment. Like last week, I got real busy. That may happen. So I'm giving you a homework assignment now. Homework assignment is write out all the exercises that we did in class today. That's our normal homework assignment. Whatever exercise we do in class, you have to write it out. Even if I forget to tell you, you got to do it. You have to write. You have to write. You must write. You must listen to the audio files. Okay, it's not just reading the book. You have to write. You have to practice writing. And you have to practice listening. So you can train your ear to hear the sounds. Okay? Okay. This is lesson number 6. Write out the exercises that we did in class today. Inshallah. Okay, lesson number 7. Let's look at the key on page 18. In the English key in the back of the book for lesson number 7. This is a very brief lesson. Inshallah, we're going to finish it right now. It'll take 10 minutes and finish this lesson. It's a brief lesson. Lesson number 7. Today, inshallah, we're going to do lesson number 6 and number 7. Page 18, the back of the book. It's not much. If you can't find it, don't worry. Just listen up. Lesson number 7. In this lesson, we learn tilka. Tilka. Where's tilka? This should be here. Where's my eraser? Put it right here. Hatha and hadihi, thalika and tilka. Tilka. Okay? Hatha and thalika is masculine for near and far. This and that. Hadihi and tilka is feminine for near and far. This and that. Okay? So in this lesson, we had hadihi in the last lesson, which means this for feminine things. And now we have tilka, which is feminine for thalika, which means that. For example, hatha bilalun. This is Bilal. وَذَلِكَ حَامِدٌ. Both of those are masculine. هَذَا and ذَلِكَ. This is Bilal and that is Hamid. Now, feminine. هَذِهِ آمِنَةُ. This is Amina. وَتِلْكَ مَرْيَمُ. And that is Maryam. Both of these are feminine. Ism Ishara. For near, هَذِهِ. For far, تِلْكَ. Notice that the word Amina is a feminine proper noun, right? And likewise, the word Maryam is a feminine proper noun. But Amina, you know it's feminine, why? Because it what? Has Tarmabuta. And Maryam has no Tarmabuta. But you know that it's a female name, right? So therefore, feminine proper nouns, even if they don't have Tarmabuta, if it's feminine proper noun, it still does not take Tanween. Does not take Tanween. Masculine proper nouns take Tanween. Feminine proper nouns do not take tanween. We had this lesson before. But I just want to remind you. I want you to remind you. Feminine proper nouns, even if they don't have tarmabuta, if it's a feminine proper noun, it doesn't take tanween. Okay? Okay, this lesson has two exercises. But let's look at the vocabulary before we go to the lesson. Okay, we have vocabulary. The first word on the right column is al-bay-ba-tu, with dad, the letter dad, ba, not da. Ba, al-bay-ba-tu. 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 That means egg. An egg. Huh? And it's feminine. It has tarabuta, it's feminine. If you want to point to it, you have to say, هذا بيضة. No. هذه. هذه بيضة. طيب, the next word, المؤذن. With شد on the ذال. المؤذن. Okay, it's not مؤذن. مؤذن. Not مؤذن. It's مؤذن. ذال. ذال. مؤذن. Like أذان. Huh? مؤذن. المؤذن is what? The one who calls the أذان. Who calls the people to prayer. Okay, next word. الدجاجة. الدجاجة. الدجاجة is feminine. It has tarmabuta. It means a hen or a chicken. طيب. On the next column. On the next column. الناقة. الناقة is a she camel. And we know it's feminine because it has what? Tarmabuta. البطة. البطة with طا. طا with a شدة. البطة. البطة is a what? A duck. And duck is feminine. How do we know it's feminine? Tarmabuta. And the last word, الممرضة. الممرضة with شدة. This word is hard to pronounce. It has a شدة on the ra. ممرضة. الممرضة. ضاد. ضاد. The letter ضاد, not دال. الممرضة. Okay, let me hear you say it. والشد on the ra. الممر الممرضاتو. ممرضاتو. الممرضاتو. That's a little difficult. Practice with it, inshallah. Okay. That's all it is for the key. Let's read the text of the lesson. Before we read the text of the lesson, I just want to remind you of the meaning of the exercises. On page 40, the first exercise after the dialogue, on page 40 of the Arabic text, the text, the lesson begins on page 39, the Arabic part of the book, okay? But on the second page of this lesson, at the end of the dialogue, is the beginning of the exercise. The first exercise says, Iqra waktub. That means what? Read and write. The second exercise says, and there's only two exercises. The second exercise says, Ashir ila al-kalimat al-atiya. Bismi isharatin lil-ba'idi. Thalika tilka. Ashir means point to. Al-kalimat ila al-kalimat. The words, al-atiya, the following words. Huh? Bi ismi isharatin. On page 41. The first exercise is on page 40. The second exercise is on page 41. That's the end of the lesson. The lesson is only 3 pages. Okay, it's the end of the lesson. Page 41. Ashir means to point, using an ism ishara. Point ila to al-kalimat, the words. Al-atiya, following. The following words, bi ismi, with a ism ishara. A ism ishara, demonstrative pronoun. Lil ba'id. Okay, they don't want you to use the ism ishara for qareeb. They don't want you to use hadha or hadhi. They want you to use ism ishara for ba'id, either dhalika for masculine or tilka for feminine. Okay, so each one of these sentences is composed of two words, a mubtada, which is the subject, and a khabar, which is what you want to say about it. In these sentences, the mubtada in every one of them is going to be ism ishara. For ba'id though, it's going to either be dhalika, if it's masculine. If the khabar, the second word, is masculine, you're going to use dhalika. If the khabar is feminine, you're going to use tilka. Okay, so the mubtada, the first word, in every one of these sentences, is going to either be dhalika or tilka. Okay, they give you the khabar, all you have to do is put in the mubtada, that is the ism ishara for something that is ba'id. Either it's going to be dhalika or either it's going to be tilka. That's all that is left in this lesson. But before we do the exercise, I want to look at the bottom of that page. The last thing in this lesson, on page 41, on the bottom of the page, is a box. Notice that bottom box. The bottom box. On the right side of the top, it says Asma al-Isharati lil-Qarib. That means the nouns, the ism ishara, for things which are near, qarib, near. Going across to the next box, it says Asma al-Isharati lil-Ba'id. That means the demonstrative pronouns, the ism ishara, for things which are far. Okay? So in the first column, you have the ism ishara for things which are near. Hadha, masculine. Hadhi, feminine. And in the second column, you have the ism ishara for things which are far. Dhalika, for masculine. And tilka, for feminine. And that is the summary of these two lessons. The lesson that we just took and the lesson that we're taking right now. Okay, knowing the ism ishara for things which are feminine. Near, hadhi, and far, tilka. Okay, let's read the dialogue. Page 39. Let's read the dialogue. The exercises you're going to do for homework. Exercise number one, reading and writing. And exercise number two, putting in the ism ishara for things which are far. Dhalika or tilka. Okay, and also you have to memorize the vocabulary. And you have to listen to the audio file. And now in the moments or the minutes that are remaining, inshallah, we're going to read the dialogue. Okay? Now I want you to pay attention as we go through the dialogue to two things. Number one, I want you to pay attention to the vocabulary words. The vocabulary words that you already know and the vocabulary words that are new in this lesson. Page 39. The beginning of lesson number 7. Ad-Dars As-Sabir. I want you to pay attention to number one, the vocabulary words. If there are new vocabulary words that we just looked at, okay, maybe you don't know some of them. Maybe you don't know Bakta. Maybe you don't know Mu'adhin. Or you know Mu'adhin. Maybe you don't know Mumarriba. Okay, maybe there's some new words that you don't know. But as far as the old vocabulary words, you're supposed to know them. Okay, because you are supposed to be reviewing the vocabulary from the past lessons. You're supposed to be reviewing them every week. Huh?
No.
Okay, the second thing I want you to pay attention to is the grammatical points in this dialogue. The grammatical points for this lesson especially, ism ishara, feminine ism ishara. And the other thing I want you to pay attention to is grammatical points from past lessons. Whether it's idafa construction, or whether it's alif lam and tanween, or whatever it is. Whether it's prepositions. I want you to pay attention when you are listening to the dialogue. I want you to pay attention to all the grammatical points that you have learned before. Okay, quickly. Man hadhihi, what does it mean? Who is this? But you know that you're asking about a female, right? Because you said hadhihi. Men means you're asking about a person. And hadhihi means you're asking about a female. Men hadhihi. Hadhihi aminatu. This is amina. Wa men tilka. What does it mean? And who is that? You're also asking about a person. And it's also feminine, but it's somebody who's far away. وَمَنْ تِلْكَ تِلْكَ فَاطِمَةُ. What does that mean? That is Fatima. This is Amina, and that is Fatima. هَذِهِ طَبِيبَةٌ وَتِلْكَ مُمَرِّضَةٌ. What does that mean? هَذِهِ طَبِيبَةٌ. This is a tabiba, a doctor. وَتِلْكَ مُمَرِّضَةٌ. And that is a nurse. Hadhihi, both feminine. Hadhihi, because hadhihi and tilka are for feminine, right? Near and far. Hadhihi min al-Hindi. Wa tilka min al-Yabani. What does that mean?
This is from India and the other is from, the other one is from Japan.
This one, hadhihi, min al-Hindi. Min is a preposition, right? So al-Hind got to take kasra. Min al-Hindi. This one is from India. Wa tilka min al-Yabani. And that one is from
Japan.
Min al-Yabani. Al-Yabani has to take kasra because min is a preposition. Hadhihi tawilatun. Wa tilka qasiratun. What does it mean?
This one is tall.
This one is tall and that one is short. This and that. Tawilatun is the feminine of what? Tawilun. And qasiratun is the feminine of what? Qasirun. We took qasirun and we just add tarmabuta to it and put a fatta before the tarmabuta. Qasirun, qasiratun. Tawilun, tawilatun. That's how you make a noun or an adjective feminine, right? طيب. من هذا? What does it mean? Who is this? Now you're asking about a person, but the person that you're asking about now is masculine, right? How do we know the person that we're asking about is masculine? هذا is used for masculine. من هذا? هذا حامدٌ. What does it mean? This is Hamid. ومن ذلك? Who is that? How do we know we're asking about another masculine, a male person? Because ذَلِكَ is used for masculine. وَمَنْ ذَلِكَ? And who is that? ذَلِكَ عَلِيٌّ. What does it mean?
That is
Ali. هَذَا حَامِدٌ وَذَلِكَ عَلِيٌّ. This is Hamid and that is Ali. Next question. أَتِلْكَ دَجَاجَةٌ. What does that mean? تِلْكَ. Not this. That. Tilka is the feminine of ذَلِكَ. That. أَتِلْكَ دَجَاجَةٌ. Is that a hen? A chicken? لَا. تِلْكَ بَطَّةٌ. بَطَّةٌ. With شَدَّ on the طَا. بَطَّةٌ. أَتِلْكَ دَجَاجَةٌ. لَا. تِلْكَ بَطَّةٌ. That is a what? A duck. Page 40. Top of page 40. Ma tilka. What does that mean? What is?
That.
What is that? Now we're asking about a thing. How do we know we're asking about a thing? Because we said ma instead of men. We said ma. Ma tilka. Okay, is it a masculine thing or a feminine thing? You're asking about a feminine thing because tilka is the ism ishara for feminine things which are far. Tilka baydatun. What does that mean? Tilka baydatun. That is an egg. Why are we using tilka? Because tilka is used for feminine things. Egg is feminine?
Feminine, yes.
How do we know it's feminine? Because it has tamabuta. Now, you're right, but it comes. But tamabuta is our sign, right? Here. We have a sign, alhamdulillah, to help us. Five, next sentence. هَذِهِ سَيَّارَةُ الْمُدَرِّسِ. هَذِهِ سَيَّارَةُ الْمُدَرِّسِ. Notice that the word al-mudarris is alif, lam, and the meme is hidden underneath the lam. You notice that meme there. Pay attention to that. Because sometimes when you read it, you might not see that meme. And you're going to read the word wrong. Okay? That's lam written on top of a meme. Al-mudarris. هذه سيارة المدرسي. وتلك سيارة المديري. Same thing. Al-mudir. The lam is written on top of a little meme that's almost hidden. Al-mudir. Okay? هذه سيارة المدرسي. What does that mean? This is the car of the teacher. Sayyaratul Mudarris is idafa construction. Mudafun, mudafun ilayhi. Watilka sayyaratul mudiri. And that is the car of the headmaster or the director, the head of the place. Okay? Hadihi, this, tilka, that. Both of them are feminine, but one for near and one for far. طيب, next question. الساعة عباس هذه. What does that mean? الساعة عباس هذه.
Is this the watch of Abbas?
Is this Abbas's watch? الساعة عباس. ساعة عباس is مضاف. مضاف إليه. هذه is the feminine ism إشارة referring to what?
The watch.
الساعة. الساعة is feminine, the watch. So you have to use هذه. الساعة عباس هذه. This Abbas watch? لا. هذه ساعة حامد. تلك ساعة عباس. What does that mean? لا. هذه ساعة حامد. No. This is the watch of Hamid. تلك, that one over there is ساعة عباس. This one is the watch of Hamid. That one over there is the watch of Abbas. Finally, ذلك ديكن وتلك دجاجة. ذلك ديكن وتلك دجاجة. Okay, what does that mean?
That is the rooster.
That is the rooster?
Or him.
No.
Deek. That is the rooster, deacon. A. It's Tanween. A. Tanween. Zalika deacon. That is a rooster. Watilka dajajatun. N. That is a hen. One of them is masculine, one of them is feminine, right? Zalika is for feminine, deek. And tilka is, Zalika is masculine, I mean, for deek. And tilka is feminine for dajaja. Fine. Tamarin. What is the meaning of tamarin? I didn't ask this question in a long time. Please don't jump off the building. Tamarin. What does it mean?
Exercises.
Plural. What's the singular of tamarin?
Tamreen.
Okay, I'm not going to ask this question again for a while. Hopefully you forget it in a few weeks, then I'll ask it again. Tamreen, singular. Tamarin, plural. Okay. First exercise, tamreen and awwal. Okay, we're not going to do it. The time is up, okay? And he's getting ready to call it then. So, inshallah, we're going to stop here. The first exercise is reading and writing. And the second exercise is filling in the blank with the mubtada, ism ishara, for ba'id. Either masculine, dalika, or feminine, tilka. Okay, we don't finish this lesson today, but it would have been nice to finish it. Okay, until he calls there then, let's read. Until he calls there then. Okay, first one. Somebody read the first sentence. First somebody read the first sentence. Naam, Ahmed. هذه مدرسة وتنوين وتلك جامعة وتنوين. Number two. Who wants the second one? Huh? Somebody. Nobody wants to read? Naam. Mansoor.
ذلك حمار.
حمار.
ذلك حمار. وتلك بقرة.
وتلك بقرة. That's the adhan. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. You know what your homework is?